Estevan. Members of the Estevan Police Service handled a variety of calls on the weekend. Police attended to a disturbance in the north end of the city on Saturday. An Estevan female was arrested for causing a disturbance. Further investigation revealed she committed an assault. She was released on conditions and is scheduled to appear in court in August. In other recent police news, members received a driving complaint on June 16 about a vehicle heading into Estevan at a high rate of speed. The vehicle was located but was not speeding at the time. The driver was advised of the complaint and cautioned about his behavior. Police received a report of a tenant returning to a property where he was evicted. Police attended, warned him and asked him to leave and not return. He complied with the request. Members were called to a report of someone fraudulently using checks. The complainant had checks cashed on the complainant's personal account. The matter is under investigation. Police received a report of a suspicious vehicle parked and running for hours. Members attended to the vehicle and determined the owner left it running by accident. It was shut off and secured by the police. Officers received a report of individuals trying to get into parked vehicles on Saturday. The culprits didn't gain access. Police received a report of a suspicious person. Members attended and located the individual. He was spoken to and identified. It was determined he was using the public Wi-Fi. Members received a report of a Saskatoon male breaching his conditions of release by having contact with an Estevan female. The matter is still under investigation. Police received a report of a disturbance in the Pleasantdale area. Officers attended and an Estevan male was arrested and lodged for being intoxicated in public. Members assisted the Estevan Comprehensive School graduates with their parade on Saturday night. Police received a report of a missing person on Sunday. The youth had gone out Saturday night and didn't return home. The youth wasn't responding to calls or messages from his parents, so the police were called for assistance. A short time after police started looking into the matter, the youth called his parents to advise he had been sleeping and didn't receive the calls. No further action was required.